It is 8:41 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out as well, keeping us on the rails. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. This is the last time we're going to be on air before this roster gets solidified, before all the cuts happen at 4 o'clock today.
It's kind of crazy because we've been talking about this, you know, these 90 for a long time.
Yeah.
Like all the way back to free agency.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can't remember when that was, but man, we've molded some of these names over that we probably, some of them we might never even say again. So it's a crazy day.
I expect our group text to be bananas today. Will it not be? Or will it be?
Yeah, it will be. It will be, definitely. There's going to be some moves. Somebody just tweeted at me that I guess Cam Robinson from the Texans is kind of they're discussing trading him, which means they want to cut him. They're going to cut him if they don't trade him by the end of the afternoon.
Sure.
And whoever did that, who would trade for him, have to take on what, the almost $4 million. And then somebody hit me up and goes, Falcon. My boy Jacob goes, he's a Falcon. And I'm like, Cam Robinson has not had a very good NFL career as of late.
He also plays strictly left tackle.
Yeah.
That's
so
all he's ever played.
I don't know. I hate this because it's just like you said. And Jacob's my boy, but I know what he's, you know, just trying to be optimistic. But it's like, guys, just because they play offensive line and they might be released doesn't mean that they fit everything. I don't think Cam Robinson would fit necessarily what they want to do here anyway.
He got traded to the Vikings last year, right? If I'm not mistaken, he was he got traded to the Vikings from Jacksonville last year.
Well, Jacksonville shipped. Yeah, they got rid of him because he's not very good right now.
He was making a lot of money at one point, and then they traded him, and then I think Houston signed him this offseason, thinking he would be the new Laremy Tunsil there.
Yeah, but they
didn't work out.
Yeah, and I think that they have a rookie there. Ursary is a guy that they think is ready to take over. That's why the only reason why I looked at Dan Skipper is because I knew he played. But you and I discussed last night that he can play both sides. And when I went and watched his film against the Texans, he was actually playing right tackle.
Yeah,
and you know, he just got released. But even then,
The other thing is, if you are looking at a Cam Robinson, guy like Cam Robinson is going to want money. That's the one thing we are not going to do in this situation. Caleb McGarry, for whatever is going on with him, and I'm sure we'll find out at some point today, is still going to be back and be your right tackle next year, right? No matter what the length of time is, he will be back and be your right tackle at some point. So you're not going to go out and spend a bunch of money on some kind of big name free agent. For what? You already have two guys under contract for next year that are going to play tackle. You're going to get Storm Norton back probably right after the bye week this year. So it's just hold on to your britches out there, okay? Just because you know their name and they play offensive tackle doesn't mean we need to go get them.
And that's why that's the only reason why I took a serious look at Skipper was like, hey, could he – because personally, I think the worst case scenario for McGarry, that's what I'm fearing. So that's the way I'm trying to think through this. So if you brought a guy like that in, he could be a swing if needed. And then you could kind of go with the better of the two between him and Norton once Norton's healthy.
Right.
Or maybe Wilkinson just shocks the crap out of you. And you have a good problem, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the only reason why I looked there. I just don't – but then again, I looked again at some of the stuff Skipper did, and they weren't asking him to do to me what looked like wide zone stuff. And when he did anything in the run game, he looked a little sluggish.
You're going to sign, if you go out in the open market and get an offensive lineman, you're going to sign what would be the offensive line version of like Jordan Fuller, a guy who you know fits the scheme you want, but is going to be very cheap and probably be here on a 1-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you're looking for. They know when they brought in Jordan Fuller in the offseason, they knew Raheem knew him. They knew that they knew what he was capable of. They knew that they fit what he wanted. They knew he'd be very cheap and that you were going to need a safety at some point because you were going to add one through the draft. So look for that. And I still say, before it's all said and done, I still say I would look for movement on the interior of the offensive line before I did at the tackle spot.
Well, and that's, again, that is where That's where one of the other things I was looking at guys released yesterday. And again, I'm just looking at names and saying, does he fit? Could he do what we want to do? And Nick Harris came open from Washington. He's a smaller guy at center, and they run a very similar system with, you know, not the same, but the similar, and they have ran similar stuff in the past. So I understand the whole thing, but you got to remember they need to be a right tackle first and foremost, and they True. Need to be able to run something similar. They got to be able to get up to that second level in the run game.
Hey, I do want to mention we have a really cool giveaway right now. If you call into the show, if you call Dylan at 404-726-0929, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to an exclusive scrimmage between the Belize national team, Atlanta United 2 scrimmage. This is closed to the public. It's Saturday, September 6th, 2025, at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Training Ground in Marietta. We're going to have two winners. So callers 9 and 10 right now, 404-726-0929.
Dude, I just started sweating knowing that my wife's birthday is the day after that, and I haven't got her any gift. I was like, wait, how soon is that? Oh, okay, I still got a month.
Get your phone, call.
Oh, God. I was like, whoa, are we there already? Jeez.
Hey, there's been an update on the Portnoy stuff real quick before we get Life of Squid. Ross Dellinger said that Ohio State did not issue a ban. Ross Bjork, the AD there, says that Fox decided Portnoy would not be on the main desk of Big Noon, and those on the main desk do not normally appear on the field. Do you believe that? He's saying this is a Fox. These are Fox decisions.
I don't know. The article I read earlier was from On Three.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't like a Barstool thing, which usually, you know, Portnoy loves stirring the pot, and he would have released it himself, and he would have done like some kind of emergency video and posted on Instagram. The fact that it came from On Three leads me to believe that Ohio State is the one saying, you know, the wrong thing here.
I tend to believe that this is Ohio State, and now they've gotten with Fox, and Fox is like, hey, you know, we're going to look, we'll play ball here, but
my understanding was that he was never going to be a part of the actual show. He just had like a segment or two, right? I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't think he was going to be Pat McAfee on there.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, but it's just, I'm telling you, when we let schools start controlling who they allow in their stadium, it's not going to end up like people think. It's a bad thing.
It's not what you want, man.
Yeah,
not what you want at all.
Once you start, you know, taking that away, access is a good thing. It's in our sports. Always Baron Burton's W Sauce Fire Shire, the everyday hot sauce. You giggling about over there?
Just wasn't sure if you were going to talk at any
Quite
point.
An like, intro.
Man, this intro has been running for a minute, man.
What are you talking about? No, it didn't.
Yes,
always let it hit.
All three of us looked at each other and was like, is he okay?
There was no sign over there that you were going to talk. None.
Well, since when do I not talk?
I'm glad you said that. We'll remember that at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Let me tell you something. This guy does one decent top five list. And he sends daggum starts peacocking around here like he's a big dog. All right?
You said it best.
Remember who the big dog is? Right here.
Okay.
Management hat right here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I guess got accosted by Steak Shapiro in there about being management.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, speaking of management, Bill Belichick has announced on the Twitters that they are going to do a show about North Carolina football. And Hulu is where it's going to air. Ever Wonder Studio will produce a series. And in the release, or the little tweet, he goes, this is about the UNC football program. There's obviously a lot of interest in it, and it'll stream on Hulu later this fall. And then he goes on to say, it's going to feature the players working hard, which you guys do because he's talking to the team. It's about the players improving and getting better through their hard work, which you do. As Belichick continued, he goes, and a program starting from where it started several months ago, to wherever it's going to go during the course of the season, which, of course, will be determined on the field. It'll show our commitment to winning. It'll show our commitment to the team. And that's our priority. So the question is how much does Jordan have to do with this, his girlfriend? And how much control does she have over the editorial? Because we've seen how the interviews go.
Oh, there's no way that they signed off on this without having final editorial control over the
right.
show. Zero chance.
No. Not them. It's her. How much does she have? Because we saw a 60 Minutes interview where he's like, "How did you meet?" We're not talking about this. We're not doing this. No. And she shut it down.
Yeah.
Not Bill, Jordan.
I don't know. I can't imagine any type of video coming out that they've signed off on where she's part of the show. I can't imagine it. Cannot fathom a world where they actually both decide, or one decides that, like, she should be a part of this.
Why would you not think that they would want that spectacle, that attention? That 60 Minutes interview was everywhere.
Yeah, but that's not his thing.
Hold on to add to Ali with this one, because the reason they didn't do a hard one with the Hard Knocks people is because Jordan wanted to sign off on Control. In fact, it said she reportedly wanted to be heavily involved with the project, which is the one with Hard Knocks. Therefore, that leads me to believe, in Ali's line of thinking, that in order to get this, they got the parameters around it that they wanted, mm-hmm. which meant she will be heavily involved. She'll have probably editorial control, as I think that's the way you put it. And I'm sure she's going to be in it.
She's definitely going to have editorial control. Don't get me mistaken. I'm saying she's not going to have a role on video.
Nope.
I can't imagine that
she wants to have a role on video, or that they want her to have a role on video.
I don't know about that.
They've basically turned me into what's her name's mom on Teen Mom. I see you with Kifa.
Barbara.
Yeah, it's like, I see you with Jordan.
It's so weird, man. It's like an alternate reality.
It's weird because she could be like almost his great-granddaughter at this point.
Can I also just take 20 seconds for you and I and Allie to take a victory lap here? The people that wanted Bill Belichick to be the Falcons head coach haven't heard from him. Haven't heard from him.
True.
Like, we haven't heard anything. This whole spectacle has been going on at UNC. It's like, yep, that was probably a good move.
Well, they realized how stupid that the whole thing was, because they were like, well, I don't care. Give him this control. Well, you were going to give him control, and you would have had – could you – let me – I'm not calling this person out because this is not what I'm trying to do. But could you imagine if Jordan had control at Flowery Branch right now?
Oh, God.
You know how quickly Mike Bell would last?
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
No, I'm just talking about, she would have had him fired already. And not that we give that control, but she'd have tried.
I was going to say, don't even throw that out there, because somebody's going to be like, you said that the Falcons control your jobs. Nope,
they don't. But I'm going to tell you something. She would have been down here at Kia Studios trying to get him out of here, because you know Mike would not have, he would have unloaded on her.
No doubt.
And she deserves it.
Dude, it's such a crazy reality we're living in.
She has made herself seem like this a villain. She's become a villain in Bill Belichick's story.
So she's got to rewrite it with this show.
She could have made your top five list.
Well, congrats to TM and Jason for winning those Atlanta United tickets. We got a roll for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack. Thanks for being here today. Now, Mike is hanging around with Steak today, so stick around for the Steakhouse. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
don't date a Jordan. Stay cool, Atlanta.